Hey, welcome to Vendors Unveiled, where we unveil the wedding industry. I'm Maddie.
I'm Taylor.
And I'm Noelle.
Let's chat. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Vendors Unveiled podcast. We're glad you're here.
Woo woo.
Hope your week has been great. Last week we had a fun little story, or no, we didn't do a story time.
Like updates, or do you mean like we did stories, like our proposal
yeah,
stories?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I was like,
you're like, what was last week?
I'm here just totally blanking. I had it all in my head, and then it just went away. But
I think the rain is getting to us.
I know, I know. Do we have any life updates to get into, or should we just go straight into it?
I started En Home & Designs last week.
Oh, yes, week. Yes.
That was my big update.
Oh my gosh.
You know, painting and champagne bottles and all the things.
Yeah. Did you have like a lot of people follow you after you announced it?
Good. Yeah, it was really sweet. Aww. And I like went and followed a bunch of people too and be like, hey, this is here, by the way.
Right, right.
Which is sweet. And I've got a few messages already, which is really exciting.
Oh my gosh. I had a bride who like DM'd me almost immediately after I posted it. She was like, I've been wanting to like have someone do this for a long time. I'm going to reach out to her. So I hope you get to do hers.
One of the first girls to reach out was like, oh, Maddie's my photographer.
Oh, perfect.
So it probably was her.
Was her. Yeah. Love that. Her wedding's going to be, I think, next year. I think it's at Spain Ranch.
Okay. In April?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. That's probably the same girl.
Yes.
Yeah. So she was
saying. I love her.
Oh.
She's got such a cool like vibe for her wedding. It'll be fun.
Oh, that's exciting.
I know.
I can't wait to find out more.
I low-key want her to y'all to plan her wedding, but I think she already has a planner.
Well, with Spain too, I feel like they normally have people
through them.
So
they do.
She probably does. And they're awesome.
Like I feel like I'm always so like picky. I want my besties to work with me that
day.
I love the people that work at Spain Ranch too. So I'm not discounting them. But anyways, so today we're just going to be talking about like cute ideas. If you guys follow me, you know that I have a little highlight that says like cute idea alerts. Or I think it's cute ideas because I have to keep that like short for the highlights, but it's typically like cute idea alert when I post out my story. And it's just like fun ideas that maybe you like haven't thought of, that if you've got a little extra elbow room in the budget, you know, it could be something fun to add. Or if you didn't think about it, you're like, oh my gosh, I definitely want that. Something like that.
Yeah.
These are some like ideas for you guys in case you're just looking for a little something to zhuzh up your wedding or something that you want like your guests to remember. So
just make it unique and fun.
Yeah.
Something that other people haven't done maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. No, these are super cute. We try and like keep them on trend too. It's not like we're bringing back like
2010
stuff, or you know,
I mean, disposable cameras, maybe we are. That's one of them.
that's true because that was like a thing at, you know, Chandler and Monica's wedding.
Oh my gosh.
So wait, bringing back that trend, I guess.
Yes.
Which I honestly, when I first watched Friends like fully through and I had gone to that episode, that was the first time I had ever heard of people doing that, and I was like,
Why don't we do that
at weddings? And I started seeing it like more and more. I know that episode had been out forever, so I'm sure other people had done it, but I just started noticing it more and more. I was like, oh,
it's genius.
It is genius. It's so fun. I mean, some people recently have been like, it's a money waster. Like most of the photos don't even turn out good and stuff like that. But
yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
It's not like thousands of dollars that you wasted. Like you bought a few cameras and got them developed. Like,
right.
And it's fun to just see what your guests saw.
Right. You just have to prepare for that in your budget. You have to think about how much it's going to cost to develop all of that as well.
Right.
As, you know, buying all of them. So as long as you think about that, it's fine. But if you're like, oh yeah, we have to pay to develop those, then it's kind of like little hidden fee there.
Which, did you have like a code? So we kind of just jump straight into that.
Oh,
one.
Yeah, I do. So this podcast isn't sponsored or anything by them, but if you've heard of Strap Photo Club, like Strap is an STRAP Photo Club, you can find them on Instagram. I have a little affiliate code with them. I don't really like make money off of it. They'll just once in a while send me a free disposable camera. So, but you get 5% off your purchase if you put in the code Maddie Renee Photography. You can, it's really long. That's a really long like affiliate code. But it's just how it's spelled on my Instagram username. So feel free to look at that. Order some cameras. That'd be super cool. I mean, I don't know how much they cost, to be honest. I literally have not looked into that.
Let us know.
I'm a terrible affiliate for them. So. But I think it'd be cool. They like package everything for you. You send it back. And I think they develop it for you and send it
Which,
to you.
Which, that's nice. After a really wedding, nice. The last thing you want to do is like think about other things that you have to go take care of.
Yes. Like have your mom or someone else like package that up for you while you're on your honeymoon and send it out. So that when you get back, you probably have those photos back.
Yeah.
I need to look into it a little bit more and see if they send you like digital files or
that would be nice.
If it's just like all printed out. Right. I don't know. You could have a choice. I don't know.
We clearly know all the things about this. But.
Yeah. Clearly not sponsored. So sorry.
Terrible advertisement.
Zero information for you. They just like sent me one and I was like, okay, like I'll just, you know, Perfect. Let people know in case they're wanting that. But I think the cameras look cute too. Like they're a cute vibe instead of just like the green and yellow, like Kodak ones or whatever, like Fuji.
Fuji film or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know what brand those are.
I don't either. I'm trying to picture it. I just see the yellow and black one and I'm like,
we need to move on. This is terrible.
Anyways,
I'm sorry.
Next on the list.
Sorry. All right, Taylor, do you want to go down the list or like, yeah, we'll just go down
sure.
the list.
Sure. let me pick what I want to talk about. I have a really cool wedding that's coming up in June, and they've already gotten married. So this is kind of like a 2020 deal. So he's in the military. So they got married, but he's been off. She's been in school still. So they've been doing long distance as a married couple, which stinks.
Gosh.
But now their mom's like gifting them like a reception vibe wedding. And it's at Spain. And it's like really, really cool. They're having like a mariachi band and tacos.
Spain Ranch for those who...
Yeah,
Spain
Ranch, yeah. and then, but on here, we kind of mentioned about rental furniture rather than doing like a whole, you know, chairs, linens, seating, all the things like that. So because it's more of like a fun vibe rather than like a formal seating dinner type deal.
Yeah.
They're renting like really, really beautiful, like blues and pinks and oranges couches. It's going to be like very, very colorful. Like their linens are blue and... like it's just gonna be like a fun celebration, kind of like a little party basically.
Yeah, like a lounge, like an underground lounge.
But I've seen a lot too that people are doing like fun furniture rentals rather than doing like, oh, you get a seat, you get a seat, you get a seat. Like it's more so like cocktail hour, you can have a place to sit, there's cute photo op, things like that. So I definitely see like the furniture kind of being a trend and like kind of moving forward too. I think people will do it a lot. We also have a really cool vendor that's in Tulsa, and she just did like a huge like rebranding and stuff, but it's Stay Gold Rentals. And her inventory, like I've been to her old place, but like it's a whole warehouse of just like chairs and couches and rugs and literally anything you can think of, they have it. And it's really, really cool. But check them out. Their branding is like so dope now. I love it. It's really, really cool. But they're awesome. That. Yeah.
They're so good. Yeah, I just love seeing their stuff. Every time I see that they're tagged in a wedding, I'm like, oh, that's why it's so
pretty.
It's
the best stuff. It really is.
Yeah. Her name's Leslie. She's really sweet. She's awesome to work with.
I love that.
Go, Leslie. Another just a cute little idea that you can just liven up your tablescapes with is like, you'll see the like long, I don't even know what to call them, the long candlesticks. That people will have, and this kind of depends on what your venue allows as far as candlesticks go, but people will like actually paint them and put little flowers or cute little things on there that kind of match your theme and your vibe. And I think it's just like a fun, colorful way to spruce up your decor rather than just have the classic like candle and plate and flowers and stuff. It's just fun little detail.
And it can be something that you and your bridesmaids do like for your bachelorette or something like that. That's like a little fun because I've seen people paint them like with actual paint, and then I've also seen people paint them with wax.
Yeah, you sent me that the other day and I was like, that's a thing. That's cool.
I never realized that it was wax that some people painted it with.
Yeah,
because I had always just seen like normal paint.
Acrylic paint.
yeah
So I guess either works, right? So
yeah,
either way,
that's super duper cool.
A cute little detail to add.
No, definitely. Another thing for like tablescapes is instead of always doing like the clear glasses for your flowers, see if you can like thrift or maybe find or even rent out if they have as many as you need, but like little like blue china like vases or anything like that. If you've seen any of our recent styled shoe, you can see that on some of the tablescape. There's like blue china, I don't know, vases.
I cannot say the word, but It's like chinoiserie or whatever. I just butchered that so bad. Yeah, but y'all know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's like the pretty blue vases. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go look at our posts about the style sheet. It really livened up the table. Like it we were all like, wow, that's stunning.
It added such good color and it's a fun contrast and it almost makes it feel like so much more expensive, you know? And like, instead of having to have like three different flower arrangements, you can have just like one vase.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one big vase that has like all the flowers in it or whatever. I think those look really, really good. It's so even just pretty. Having like colored vases at all.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't have to be blue. Clear. Yeah.
But yeah, like I even think that the thrifted like old looking china and stuff, like I think that looks so pretty and can make like just the white linen table look so like just much more expensive and like it's just really good.
Oh,
it's
that's really like good. My favorite.
Just eat that up.
Gobble it up.
Yeah.
And the next kind of thing that we want to talk about is drum roll, please. I've been seeing a lot of cool things on just like TikTok and Instagram where, you know, like back in the 80s, 90s, 70s, whenever our parents were getting married, their dresses were just huge, like massive. Yeah. The shoulder pads, the tiaras, like this is like massive. But I've been seeing a lot where they will take it to get altered and make it into like a cute little fun short dress, or they'll take like a component from the dress and make it a new dress, or, you know, cut it up and make it really special. But I think that's so sweet of like, no one would ever wear that dress again, but you're making it so special from your parents' wedding or something like that. Grandma's wedding, really depend on what the dress came from, but making it your own and then getting to wear it that night before. I think that's really special. And I love, love how cool it is. And it's like, no one else will have that dress.
Right.
It's your, it's only for you, you know?
Yes.
And that's something cool to think about one day when you have kids, maybe that they could either wear it or, you know, pull something from it and, or maybe take your dress and their dress and I think it's a cool idea.
No, I think so too. It looks really, really good. I've also seen people turn it into like their wedding night lingerie or their like grandma has saved them like lingerie from her time that like I guess she wore, which, you know,
might be weird.
Be a little weird for you. I don't know. But some of the ones that I've seen, it's just like cute little satin like slips or something like that.
Yeah.
That look really beautiful.
I mean, grandma's lingerie does not look like today's lingerie. It's more so like pretty satin dresses that are like sexy versus like little bras and panties and it's a little different.
And I think that's like super sweet and intimate and but yeah, I love the little rehearsal dinner thing, or it could be like your reception dress, however you want that to be.
I saw this girl that did it, like her mom took her grandma's, or like her mom took her mom's dress and made it her wedding dress, just altered it, and then the bride, who's like our age, took her mom's wedding dress and turned it into the rehearsal one. So then she showed up to the rehearsal and her grandma was like, oh my gosh, because like it looked different, but it was like, okay, wait, no, that is my dress though.
Right.
So it's cool that it went through three generations and each one just changed it a little bit.
Right. According to the times. That's so cool.
It was so cute.
Oh, I love that. Part of me wanted to wear something that could be like interchanged between the times for like my kids, but I was also like,
you gotta get what you want.
Get what you want, and also what you can afford. And
yes.
You know.
Yeah, exactly.
All good things, though. Do you want to go?
Oh, sure. I was thinking it was your turn, but it's mine. Another thing, Maddie and I were both at a wedding where someone did this, and it was really fun. I was a guest, and Maddie was the photographer, but they did confetti cannons during the recessional from the ceremony.
Yeah.
Rather than just like a send off, which is really cool. Just doing like confetti, or like we've also been other ones where it was like flower petals and stuff like that, where you just kind of throw stuff in the air during the recessional of the ceremony rather than just some big send off at the end.
Right.
Cause then you have like, I don't know, just you walking down the aisle, first married, the sunlight, you know, it's just a different feel. I've also had a bride do like bubbles like during hers.
Oh, so
just
cool.
Cute little like ways to spice it up.
Yeah.
Spice up your ceremony.
It's true. And from a photo or a photographer's perspective, it looks really good. And it's kind of fun to have both the recessional and the grand exit photos. Like one of them is like daytime. It's really fun. Everybody's really excited. Like, basically, you're at like the height of your like serotonin levels, basically, of the day, because you just got married, you just got to kiss for the first time that day, maybe, and those photos typically look, honestly, to me, a little bit better than grand exit photos, in my opinion,
just because of the daylight mainly.
Yeah, the daylight and like everybody's just like the makeup is still looking really good. The hair is still looking really good. You know, by the end of the night, it's kind of like you're sweaty and kind of gross. Partying. Your hair is like matted down to your forehead. And so, and it's just like, yeah, better lighting for the most part, just depending on where your ceremony's at. But I think it's really beautiful. And it's a fun way to have your guests like do something during the reception instead of just like clap. I've also seen people do lavender, which is really cool.
Oh,
that turns out pretty good in like, photos as well.
Throw lavender?
Yeah, there's like little bits and pieces of like lavender that's like, seems like it was kind of just like rubbed between someone's hands and like dumped and it's like dried. Oh. I don't know. It's really pretty.
That's
and
fun.
It's like natural. So in case your venue doesn't allow like actual flower petals, like if it's like indoors and they don't want the concrete floor to get stained.
Yeah.
Or if they don't allow confetti. Like, that's a great alternative, like dried florals.
That's pretty. It would smell nice, too.
Yeah, it does smell good. Yeah, and it's good for everyone's immune system. So,
do lavender.
Yeah, everybody's feeling good that day.
Yes.
This is kind of like something else for kind of related to ceremony, but I've been seeing some people recently serve like cocktails or champagne before ceremony as people walk into the ceremony area. I keep hitting the microphone.
You're talking with your hands.
I know I am. Even though nobody can see me. And it's like, it's super fun because it gives you something to do. Cause I'm the type of person where if I'm sitting still, I want to like snack, you know, it
keeps
people quiet too. Cause they're drinking on something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like they're chewing, you know? So it's not like loud that way. It's just like sipping.
Yeah.
And I think that's like a fun idea. And maybe like on the lower shelves, you can do something for the kids if they're kids, you know,
little
like
apple juice.
Yeah. Little apple juices or like Capri Suns or something like that. Something that probably doesn't make a lot of noise. And I just think that's fun. And I think one of the brides that did that, they basically like toasted with everyone at their ceremony as like their first act being married instead of like a communion or sand thing or
cute.
Yeah. I thought that was really fun. And then like, I think they like, they all like took a drink and that was it.
Yeah.
So
that's it's so cute. And that like just really elevates the experience too. Cause I feel like when you think of any fancy, very formal party, you're immediately handed like a glass of champagne when you walk in type thing. So it's just very like, I don't know. You walk in, you're like, oh, I'm getting handed a glass of champagne before I find my seat. That's just very fancy.
Yeah. And it kind of like kickstarts the bar for the rest of the night and everybody like feels good. And it kind of holds everyone over during that cocktail hour, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's a fun idea.
Speaking of like drinks and stuff too, I've been noticing a lot that people love to do like specialty drinks during cocktail hour, and then it'll like open up the bar. So it'll only do have like two or three drinks. But with that, I've had, I think, two weddings the past just this year. They got like a cute little watercolor of their dog or like a photo of their dog. So it'll be like a his drink, a hers drink, and then whatever their dog's name the dog name is, and they'll do a drink. But that's like a really cute way to like incorporate your dog. If that's like your fur baby, I know people like really love their pets and it's like a little child. It really is. I saw a funny TikTok the other day. It was like when you're in your 20s and you're like your dog is your baby and the dog is like just like sitting there and like getting like petted and like loved on, like that is their baby.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
But it's a great way to incorporate dogs. I feel like people love to find little ways to like see your guys' personality and you guys like just shine through as a couple throughout the reception, rehearsal, all the things like that.
Yeah.
Yes. We had a wedding a couple of weeks ago where she actually had dog treats at the bar. Like take a little so goodie bag of these dog treats to your pup at home. Like it was so good. And she had, you know, the faces of her little dog on it. It's really cute.
That's so sweet.
It said from our pup to yours or something like that. It's cute.
And it's cute.
Bring your dog.
Also bring him. Yeah.
That's another like random idea, but like bring your dog. Hopefully your venue allows.
If it's well behaved.
Yeah.
I think it would stress me out as a planner. If it was a bad dog, I'd be like,
oh dear God.
Yeah. Maybe in the year, like going up, leading up to your wedding, like train your dog.
I think it would stress me out.
That's like me and Eli really wanted Samson to be our ring bearer. Like, you know, not actually have the ring, but we were just like, he would take off and we'd never see him again. Or he would be just so distracted by all the people there that it would just be impossible and to like wrangle him.
Who's the dog wrangler? Like, exactly. It's not us.
No. That's what we were like, okay, I guess like your brother, but then he's going to have to take him home after. Because then what are you going to do? Put him in a crate in the corner? Like, I don't know.
Right.
So it depends on your dog's personality for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, if they're just like pretty calm and they can just like go say hi to people, you know, I feel like typically like farm dogs are pretty good at just like going up to people saying hi and then go like just, you know, making their rounds. Yeah.
Yes. Another thing we saw, is there's this like flower shop display is what the one reel I saw was calling it, where instead of just like these big bundles where you can't really, like, I feel like most florals these days are like gorgeous, but they're mm-hmm. just bundles of florals. Like you don't like see vases or anything yeah. when they're at like the ceremony front.
Oh yeah.
Well, this person did like little risers and pedestals, and they just did a bunch of vases of flowers, like oh. in a huge bundle, to where it just looked very pretty. Like there yeah. are different flowers and different vases just all put together. That's and so pretty. They called it a little flower shop display because it looked more like a little flower shop rather than like oh. just a bush of some kind.
Yeah.
So just like little things like that we're seeing more of, I think, too, than just, you know, perfectly orchestrated flower arrangements. Mm-hmm. We're seeing like little bud vases with all these little things and that's just cool. big bundles. So yeah. it was pretty. I feel like I'm not describing it well, but it was really pretty.
Yeah.
No. I'm not a florist, so I don't know what to call everything, but
yeah.
it was a pretty little alternative.
No, to yeah.
classic floral arrangements.
That is super cool. I love that. Kind of going back to, I guess, like drinks and stuff. I've seen this once personally at a wedding, but I've also seen this a lot in like reels and stuff that like brides has posted, or even brides of Oklahoma or brides of Austin and North Texas and stuff. People will do like spiked popsicles.
Oh, that's so fun.
So if it's like a hot summer day and your cocktail hour is outside and you kind of need something to keep people cool instead of just like a drink that might get watered down, it's fun to have like little spiked cocktails.
Yeah.
That are popsicle form.
Which is so cool. It's yeah. like a little treat and a drink all in one.
Yeah.
It's like and the best of both worlds.
Yeah. I have like no idea how you'd go about doing that.
Yeah. I don't personally know any vendors in Oklahoma. But
I think yeah. there was one at Dream Point. I think it was in the summertime of last year, but they melted so quickly. Like really? I remember because I had it was one of my bride's like best friends who did it.
Yeah.
And they said it was a great idea, but in reality, they melted so fast. Like when you got them, it was like all like slurpy and like got all over you, you know?
Messy.
But I don't remember who the caterer was, but I know there are people in Tulsa that can do it and have done yeah. it. It's just the matter of like, you have to get it out to people right. and they so have quick. To take it because it's 100 degrees in summer, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I would imagine, I guess like passing those out, that yeah. would be a handful.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you'd have to keep it in a freezer or behind the bar and go up
in
like,
I've seen it in like the big bins in a thing of ice and people can like take it. They're like stuck in there vertically, so they all are like chilled.
Staying cold.
So I guess they were good for mine, but like, yeah, it just depends on how you're handing them out
and how hot your day is. Yeah, I'm sure. Oklahoma heat in July.
The one that they had servers and they had like a little platter and it was like in something and they like handed the sticks to people. Like it was like popsicles, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like on a stick.
Yeah, on a stick.
Oh, see, that would be so messy.
Yeah, yeah. That would be messy. Yeah. I'm thinking of like the ones that like are in a tube and you like push it up.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
I wonder what it would be like for regulations for like alcohol though.
That's
like
what
you'd
I
have
was
to be
wondering.
A bartender would have to still, you'd have to have it behind a bartender.
Yeah. A bartender would have to be passing it out.
Especially because if you saw kids, if they saw popsicles, they're like, I want one.
For sure.
They're like spiked.
Yeah.
That actually, a similar thing happened at a wedding I had recently. Was like, they had a champagne wall and it wasn't being, you know, passed out by the bartender. So the security guard was like, I'm sorry, but you have to like take that down. Cause he was like, how do I know a 12-year-old's not grabbing one? And I was like, yeah, true. That I had no idea.
You have to have a bartender or someone licensed definitely to do that.
Yeah. So if you want to do a champagne wall, according to your venue, I don't know if it's by venue or by like state law, but like it can't be champagne.
Yeah.
It has to be like sparkling juice or something.
Yeah. Which you can do that.
It's still fun.
Yeah.
People love it. Mocktail, something. Yeah.
And then on the subject of drinks, I saw this cute little thing the other day where this girl ordered it like in a bulk quantity, but she got like little drink stirrers and it had their initials. So it was like, say it was like a T and an M.
Oh, cute.
It was like a T and an M and a drink stir, and they had it in every single cocktail.
Yeah.
Cute. So it's just like a way to elevate it and make it cute. I've also seen where they do like cute, like little dog's faces or like cute little, like, you know, a little crest or whatever that you have for your wedding day.
Yeah.
And then also we talked about earlier too, just like the cute little drink, like edible toppers and they can like dissolve and fizzle out, but it's like kind of like what Noelle said earlier, like it was like a cappuccino type esque if you're thinking about it. Obviously we can't like show you,
yeah,
but
yeah,
like I picture like a, almost like a little paper wafer thing that sits on top.
Yes.
With a thing. That'd be just like so.
But it like it, dissolves to look clear. So it just shows.
Yeah. Kind of the, it's like such a to way to elevate your space and yes. your drink. Yes.
Especially looks so fancy. Yeah, if like you have like the bride has her cocktail and the groom has his cocktail and it's like it can be like his and yours, that kind of thing as well.
Yeah.
But I think that's cool. Again, I don't know.
I don't know where you buy those things. I have no idea about the edible thing. Have no idea.
But they're called like edible drink toppers.
Yeah.
So there's got to be some.
I could find the stirrers.
I bet. Yeah, the stirrers. I'm like, you can find that on Etsy or something. But
I'm
like,
sure you could find that on Etsy as well. I'm sure someone makes those.
The drink topper things. Yeah. I bet there's a machine that you have to get.
Yeah. I wonder if you can make that via Cricut. I don't know if they make edibles.
I don't think so.
It's
over my head. Yeah. Going back to the champagne wall thing, though, with, you know, having it needing to be served by a bartender.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of people do the, like, it's like the grass wall, the ivy grass wall. And then there's the gloved hands behind it.
Yeah.
Handing out drinks. And that's, like, so cute and fun. Mm-hmm. And I know there's like platinum events here in Tulsa. They do that.
Very cool.
Yeah. So you could always use them. But and then that way it's like you still get the same effect of it being kind of like a champagne wall type thing.
Yeah.
But like there's a licensed bartender handing it out. So it's like, okay. Yeah. Your 12-year-old nephew isn't going to go run up and grab one and, you know, get in trouble or anything.
Yeah.
So it's a cute little fun thing. Yeah. People love that. They're like, whoa, this hand appeared out of nowhere and handed me a drink.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that is super cool. Something else that I think we've all been seeing, Sophia Richie's wedding everywhere.
It's
but
a dream.
Something that like I've only seen pointed out once by someone else, but I don't even remember where I saw her photos first. Everybody was just like exploding with her photos, but I noticed on her veil, it was like dewdrops instead of pearls or sparkles or something like that, or even like the floral trend that I've seen, it was just like dewdrops. Like you can do that with like mixed resin. You could literally make that yourself.
Yeah.
It'd be so cool. Like get yourself an Amazon veil, mix a little resin or mix like hot glue. I don't know if hot glue would melt it.
I don't know. Yeah. That might be risky.
Yeah.
You have to test
resin.
Something.
You could. Yeah.
Yeah. There's got to be ways to DIY it for sure.
Right. But I think that's so beautiful. You could even do that with your gloves as well. I think that is a really, really pretty trend. And it kind of catches light here and there. And it's just like a subtle thing.
That video that you're referring to where the girl was talking about it, I remember her saying something about how like the way it catches light and like in photographs, it just photographed better than pearls and all these things that I was like, okay, it wasn't just like a unique design choice. It was like, this looks good in photos.
It also weighs down your veil a healthy amount to where it flows better rather than it just like, flutters. You know, so it doesn't like float away, like up and away. It's light enough to like still not add weight to your head, but it's heavy enough to keep your veil like down, which is nice.
That's good to know.
One thing that I personally love, and I think it's just, I like love behind the scenes type deals. But I love when there's like a specific person, like say your maid of honor or like a random bridesmaids, and they take like, just like sentimental videos throughout the day, like our photos or just like silly little moments that you want to remember, but you don't because the day goes by so quickly. But I love the trend where it's just like, I had my XYZ take photos all day long, and now I get to see all of these photos before even my professional photos or all the things. And now it's like you can make cute reels and all the fun stuff. But I just think it's so special, and I love when people do that. I love that trend.
That's so sweet.
Like if you don't have it in your budget to hire a content creator, it is really nice to just have like a bridesmaid or someone who's going to be close quarters to you all day. Like maybe the best man and the maid of honor, you know, just like video a lot of things.
Even if you don't have a even if you do have a content creator, I feel like they do different things.
Right.
Like in their mind, they're making a certain reel or they're making a certain thing, or rather than you're just taking a photo when they're off doing, you know, something else.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Like just like behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And I feel like so often you have a big event and you look back, you're like, oh, I forgot to take pictures because I was so in the moment.
Yes.
And you're like, dang it, I wish I had more pictures.
Right. Especially as the bride, you're not the one who's going to be like, let me take pictures. Like you want pictures taken of you and like of what's happening. And Taylor is like the queen of this. I feel like
I love taking photos of people and like special sweet moments. Like I just think it's so special.
No, and it makes really like is. The coolest like content because you're like, oh wow, that's like a whole different perspective of the day.
Yes.
Yeah, it's I really love sweet. Making like sweet, just like it also like is sentimental for me as a planner too, of like I've worked with these people for so long yeah. and now you can see their day unfold. And like I go back and watch my reels all the time because I'm like, I loved my people. I loved those weddings, you know?
That's so it's sweet.
Yes. And there's this app that I've seen around called DazeCam. And basically it gives you the look of a disposable camera, but on your phone. So like if you want that all day, but you want like surely good photos, you know, you can use that. I think cool. you have like a certain amount of exposures you can get, and then you have to like pay to do more, but it might be worth it to be honest, to like get cute little photos that you know are going to turn out good, but they're like disposable camera, like film vibes.
That's fun.
Yeah. It's really cute. Daze, like as in D-A-Z-E, kind of like you're in a daze.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Not daze as in D-A-Y-S.
That's definitely what I pictured.
That's yeah, funny. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I needed to specify. So if you want it, you can get it. But no, I think that's super cool. I've honestly, I got the DazeCam app and I like have yet to use it because I feel like I've been like wanting to, I'm not going to pay for it. So I was like,
yeah,
I just want to like find a good spot for a photo. So I don't even know really how it turns out personally.
But yeah.
Just all the videos so that cool. I've seen of it, I'm like, oh, that would look really, really good.
Yeah. That's such a unique cute. Thing.
Yeah. Is it me? It's my turn.
Is it me? Okay. Mm-hmm. Is it like you tailor me? Is it going this way?
Yeah.
Okay. I keep forgetting, but I'm like, I need to know.
You're good.
Okay, so this is a sweet thing that we've seen people do too. Instead of, we're seeing the bouquet toss kind of like go. Like yeah. people are not really interested in doing that, or even the garter removal sometimes too.
Yeah.
Anymore, like they're just not feeling it. A lot of girls just have their one bouquet and they want to preserve it and keep it, so they're not trying to toss it off to anybody.
Yeah.
Some people will get, oh gosh, I'm hitting the mic now.
Hitting the mic.
Some girls will get a second bouquet to throw.
Yeah.
Like it's smaller.
Or a toss bouquet.
Yeah. But we saw this one thing that this one girl did where she, instead of doing that, doing a bouquet toss at all, she like picked apart the bouquet and gave like each single girl a flower and just kind of was like, you know, your special guy is out there, I promise. Like, and it was just a really sweet moment. Kind of depends on your guest list. If there's a lot of single girls, if they're all like younger, older, you know, whatever that looks like, it might be weird to do it if they're all older than you or something, but it just could be a sweet moment.
Yeah,
I think like, too. I'm getting married and you're not. Here's
but
a flower.
He's out there for you, I promise.
Yeah. No, yeah, it is super cute. Mad. Yeah, and it's less of a commitment than like taking a whole bouquet home, feeling the need to remember that, you know?
Yeah.
Just like a little flower.
Yeah.
Super sweet and simple. And you can even like, if you are about to like get proposed to, like if you do have like a boyfriend or something and you think he might propose to you, you can like keep that little flower as a little keepsake, you know, like press it or something.
Aww.
Yeah, super cute. Something else that I've seen recently is more like, I'll get into the specific in a second, but more like writing your thank yous on the table at the wedding instead of having to do that afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, I know that's a little bit less personal, you know, but to be honest, I don't know how many people actually really care about it. Like I've given so many wedding gifts and I just do not care to get a thank you card.
No,
back,
I don't expect one.
No, I'm like, that's a lot of work. I know how much work that is. I did it and half of those didn't even get sent out. So
yeah. I'm like writing a lot thank of work. You cards for baby shower stuff right now. And it's like, it's a dread.
It's
I am dreading it. Like no, they've been in my bag and I just like write them. I'm like,
But we're giving the gift like out of the kindness of our heart. We just want you to enjoy it and use it. And like, honestly, like the fun part is getting to see you use it like when we come over and stuff like that, you know?
Yes.
So it's not really about like the thank you card. But something that I saw on a little video is where they wrote a letter to each table. So like they kind of had like the table number on it, like table 2, table 10, whatever. And in that envelope was a letter. And each person at that table got their own little small paragraph of like probably 3 to 4 sentences. And it was just like, they called that person out by name and was like, Sophia, like we loved like growing up together. It was so fun, like playing street basketball with you, whatever, that kind of thing. So that each person had a fun little memory, you know, and it was personalized. And then you don't have to get a thank you card later. So that's kind of nice.
Yeah, that's sweet. Yeah. I mean, I feel like that would be very time consuming also, kind of like what Taylor was just saying, but it's like, it'd be very sweet for your guests.
Yeah, you got to kind of like pick your battles. Like, do you want to have to do that after you get home from your wedding, after unpacking all the other things? Or do you want to just like knock that out before the wedding if you've got time?
True.
It also gives everyone at the table a good talking point. So that if like they don't really know each other, everyone at the table, it's like kind of nice. Like, oh, you know, like what did she write for you? Like, is that how you guys met or whatever?
Yeah, so that's kinda true. Nice.
Yeah. Little conversation starter.
Another cool thing too is obviously like we're in the year 2023, like QR codes are a thing. They've been a thing. I don't necessarily love the look of QR codes, but you can make them prettier.
Yeah.
Like we have a wedding coming up and it's more like colorful orange, pinks and pinkies basically. And I made her like little cards, like 4x4s, and she's going to have them like everywhere. So like some on the like bathroom, some on the thing, some on the tables. Basically, it's like has like a little disco ball and it says, here's a QR code. Like, please upload your photos. Here's examples of what photos you could upload. It's like first dance, cake cutting, blah, blah, blah. It was like little things like you could take pictures of these and send it to us. So here's our numbers and like QR code or whatever.
Yeah.
So there's just like cute little ways that you could embed QR codes, but they don't have to be your typical standard black and white.
Yeah.
Because I don't love that look. I really don't. When people are QR codes, I'm like,
very techie.
And it's techie and it's not wedding-y.
No.
You know, and they don't photograph well. No. But cute little cards, like having like little 4x4s or somewhere like maybe like a easel and a sign, like that's fine. You know? But just don't go QR code heavy.
Yeah.
But you can, and you can utilize them well too.
Yeah, you can do it at like your guest table instead if you don't want it to be like everywhere.
Yes.
But yeah, it's a cute idea. Just make sure that like if you do make it like a certain color instead of just black and white, make sure it's a good enough contrast for your phone to pick up.
Yes.
Because if it's like lavender, it might not.
You're like, I can't even tell.
Unless it's on like black.
I even had it on my invitation for my RSVP thing.
Did you?
Yeah. So instead of like, you know, at the bottom of invitations, it'll have like the link that you have to type out and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You could just do the QR code and then they take you right to the website and you can RSVP, you know, look at the registry, all those things. So that's another cool place to use them.
Yeah. Sorry. I was thinking you did that for like people to send photos and I was like, oh, gosh, oh, I did not do
you're
that.
Like, I didn't even know.
I made a shared album for you.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That is really cool. I think, yeah, it's nice. Cause then you don't have to like type out a whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, a whole link. That's so annoying. I wish that iPhones or even just Android phones could pick up like links.
Yeah. When it's like WQ/W.
Yeah. Like, it's like HTTPS and
you're
or
like,
whatever.
You're like, oh my gosh.
And you're literally like H.
Yeah.
P. Like, you mess it up every time.
Trying to catch up with it.
Yeah.
Another cute idea to do for your bridal party. Instead of doing like the cute little PJ things where all the bridesmaids are in matching PJs, we've seen people do like thrifted big button downs, like men's button downs.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Risky Business? Is that what that movie's called? Where Tom Cruise is wearing like the extra large button up.
I don't think I've seen that movie.
Okay, never mind. Forget that. But it's like, you know, girls just wearing like an extra large men button up type thing. And then if they're in different colors, bridal dresses, you can get one that matches that color for their bridal dress, or just, you know, if they're on the same color, just get ones that are the same color.
Yeah.
But it's just a cute little idea.
Yeah. And it's nice. Cause like, it is really nice to have button downs for like getting your hair and makeup done. Like, it's better to wear something like that anyways. So might as well thrift. And like, I feel like that's something I'd wear more than that day, you know?
Yeah.
You can wear that to garden. Just to look cute.
A little unique.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Let's see. Also, something else with your bridal party is a lot of people, if they don't feel comfortable sharing their vows in front of everyone, they do private vows with just each other. I think that's so sweet and so intimate. But if you kind of want more people to kind of hear you guys say that between each other, make it something more of like a memory with a group of people that you're like solid with, like your wedding party, like groomsmen, bridesmaids, and maybe like your parents or like siblings or something like that, you can have them all like encircle you in a little circle and you guys are like standing in the middle and you can like read your private vows to each other.
That's so sweet.
And then like maybe have people pray over you or something like that.
Yeah.
I think that'd be like super sweet and the people are there to like kind of witness that and see how much you guys like really truly like love each other and think about each other, because people don't really write letters these days or anything like that. So it's kind of nice to hear what your like friends think of their future spouse.
Yes.
And stuff like that. Like, I think that's really sweet.
And that's like a sweet way for like parents and yeah, close friends to still hear the private vows. Cause I think they kind of are sad when they miss out on those, mm-hmm. but then, you know, you're not having to say it in front of 200 people. Cause
yeah,
that might be a little bit too much.
It's true. Like Ethan and I did our vows in front of everyone and I don't regret that at all. I think that was like one of the better decisions for us anyways, with just the people that we were friends with at the time, are friends with still. And, that is what everybody took away from our wedding.
So cool.
Like they still talk about it. They're like, y'all's vows. Like anytime we talk about our wedding, they're like, your vows were just so good. But for our family, I remember, like the following week, maybe we didn't go on our honeymoon until several months later. So we didn't like, we weren't gone the week afterwards. But when we saw our family again, they were like, we didn't know you guys loved each other like that. It was kind of like their eyes were kind of open. And they were like, you guys' love for each other is like so sweet and precious with the way that you like worded it in your vows and stuff. And I don't know. I feel like your family really takes those words into consideration in your relationship. I don't know.
I mean, they're handing you off to a new person. So
and they're also like the people that are going to keep you accountable for your vows.
Yeah, that's very true.
One thing that I have loved seeing, and I love the trend of it, is just dance floors. It makes it makes everything better. It makes your pictures better. It makes your tablescapes look better. It makes your dancing look better. It just is everything. It is everything. Mm-hmm. And they are obviously an additional cost, but they're not as crazy as what you think they would be. Like you can make it happen. You know, I know it's usually like 18 by 18, 16 by 16, 20 by 20. It's like usually just a square, you know, based off the amount of people you have for dancing. But you also can keep in mind too, not all of your guests that are coming are going to be there when the dancing start.
Yeah.
Usually like grandparents stay back and people with kids usually tend to head out early. So like you don't have to do, if you have 275, you don't have to do a dance floor for 275.
Right.
You know? Especially with seating chart and things like that. But I just love a dance floor. I really do. And when they like put like a gobo in the middle or like a monogram.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it black looks and white. So good. Like it's so good. It's my fave.
It really elevates the whole space.
Yeah.
Wait, what is a gobo?
It's a big light that shines down on the dance floor. So say you have a crest or like a whatever, it's like a big light that can shine right in the middle of the dance floor.
I never knew the name for that.
I actually didn't either.
Gobo. Yes. Don't ask me what it stands for, but all I know it is a gobo.
It is a gobo.
I've talked to many DJs about it.
Okay.
Yeah. But they can make really cool things. The one I have coming up this weekend on May 20th, the Saturday wedding, she's getting married at the Mayo and they have a gobo and they have like cute, like little hands like holding or something like that. And it says whatever their last names are. Or their last name is going to be. So it's cool.
Okay.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I love the hand thing.
Excited to see how it turns out.
Be some gorgeous pics.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Yes.
Another cute idea that's just really sweet and like intimate for you and your significant other is to pick out wedding day fragrances for each other.
I love this one.
It's just so sweet. Like instead of, you can still use your own perfume bottle or whatever for your detail shot, but just like to have your other person pick out what you will smell like on your wedding day. I think that's so sweet. Mm-hmm. Like this
obviously
is what
you
they
need to, like approve it.
Yeah. It might be know? Like, oh, this is bad.
Yeah.
But like but I think more times than not, it would be like, oh my gosh, like you smelled this and thought of me.
Yeah.
And this is what you wanted me to smell like on our wedding day. Mm-hmm. Like, and scent I think is the most like memorable sense that we have.
Yeah, it triggers
nostalgic
your memory more than
it's
like, and you just associate, you can associate it with anything, like a feeling, a day.
Yes.
It's so true.
All of the stuff. And I've seen where they just use it on special occasions, like their anniversary. Mm-hmm. So they use that scent like when they go on dates or date nights, or, but just use it then.
Imagine how like meaningful like to your senses that is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just like once a year or something, you get that smell and you're taken back to your wedding day.
Yeah, there's those men that have no idea though.
They wouldn't
like,
know.
What are you wearing? Like you know, like you know that happens.
They would go to the store and be like, so what's good? Ask the stylist person, like, help me find the best one.
Right.
But it could be a sweet option.
I love that.
No, I think that's such a good idea. And you girls, you know how attractive it is when your man's smells like a good smell. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you just smell like a man. It smells so good.
Yes.
Like that's one of the best feelings. And it's also really nice whenever your man's notices the way that your perfume smells.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you smell really good. And you're like, oh, best compliment ever for me who feels like I smell all the time.
Same.
Levi always says, he says, you smell so pretty.
Oh,
so sweet.
That's a cute sweet way to say it.
Yeah. He's like, you smell so pretty.
Oh, I love that. That's really sweet. No, I really love that trend. I feel like more people need to do something like that. That's really sweet. Let's see. Oh, something else, kind of going back to what we were talking about with the bridal bouquet, like kind of doing something different with the bouquet toss, like handing that out instead for the garter removal. I really don't see that anymore, or the garter toss, I guess. But we recently had a bride who wanted to do this and did it. And then I've had a couple other brides talk about maybe doing it. But doing like a private garter removal and getting fun like little flash photos of him like taking it off, and it's kind of a little sexy.
It was spicy.
Intimate. Yeah, it's like a little spicy, you know, they're like kissing your thigh and it's like, it's really cute.
Yeah, it's intimate.
I feel like I would blush. I'm like,
I was blushing watching.
I was too. I was like, I don't really do this, but I thought it was really sweet. And they kept it, you know, it's like PG, but
yeah. Right.
Or I guess PG-13. It's more
PG. They're making out in the back staircase. Yeah. And you're like,
taking photos. Yeah.
No, it was super cute. And they had like a little cake that they decorated for it and like little cherries that they like fed to each other. It's so fun.
So cute.
Yeah. I think that's really special if you've got time in your reception timeline and things like that. Or like if you're doing an outfit change and you want some fun, like flashy photos with that outfit, I think that's super cute.
Yeah.
Or even she did like the newspaper thing.
Yes, that was her, like, so little sunglasses.
She did do a lot of trends, huh?
Yeah, she did.
She had a lot of good ideas.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, she got a lot of photos that wedding.
Oh, they're so good.
I'm like just thinking about her full gallery right now. I'm like, it's going to be a lot of photos.
Yeah. It was so, she just had so many good ideas.
She did. Good. She did. Like, it's all the content, honestly.
Speaking of cake too, that's like one thing I've noticed all year, in the end of really last year, people are just like, we don't want to get cakes. We don't want big cake. And I'm like, it makes sense. It's really expensive. But what I've been seeing, and I think we've probably talked about it on the podcast before, but people getting 2-tier, 1-tier, like a little teeny cake, making it really cute. Them taking the photo of them eating it, champagne toast, all the cute little things.
Yeah.
And then them having like a dessert bar. Or like cookies, cupcakes, anything mini, people will always gravitate and grab first because typically for cake, they cut the whole dang thing. And then you're off like dancing and drinking and just like enjoying the night that you miss all of it.
Yeah.
And then it just gets thrown away. Or you're like, here you go, mom. Here's an entire 4-tier cake.
Yeah, no.
Do you want this?
Yeah,
you
know? Put it in your freezer.
And I kid you not, I have thrown away. And the parents are like, I don't want it. They're like, do you want to take it home? I'm like, no, I do not want to take this chocolate cake, the 3-tier home. You know?
No.
I have thrown it all away. Like taking the cake and literally just dumped it into the trash and being like, that was probably like $800.
More times than not, honestly. Yeah. I tell my brides that all the time because they're like, we're not cake people. And I'm like,
if you're not most cake people,
people aren't.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and it's hundreds of dollars that you're just going to go in the trash.
And typically, out of all my experience, it's never really that good.
No.
Like there's some cakes where we're like, okay, this slaps. But most of the times we're like, meh,
which
like, it's okay.
And I always thought that was because I don't really care for cake. Like I'd rather have a chocolate chip cookie any day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't know. I'm not trying to like dog on our cake people because we love them. They do a great job and they look so good.
Beautiful.
But I'm just like, if you're not a cake person, don't spend your money there.
Yeah.
Like
save
get
it.
A little one to get your picture if you really care about the picture. Otherwise get cute little other desserts that people will like more anyways.
And it's for like not even the picture, but it's like, oh, my mom really wants us to use this certain goblet. Like it's tradition. So it's like get the tradition pictures, get it done.
Sure.
And then we can eat cookies.
Yeah. You know? Like you, Noelle, had cookie cake at your wedding. Yes. You did cut a cake, but you also had cookie cake.
Yes.
And oh my
God. I bet people ate the whole cookie cake before they even touched anything else.
It was so good.
It was so delicious. Yeah. Like you can literally get that from like Sam's.
Oh, it was from Sam's.
Sam's cookie cake slapped.
It literally was from Sam's. And I just had the caterers cut it in the kitchen and then pass it out on little plates with forks already. So I'm like, nobody knew what it looked like. It was just a little sheet cake from Sam's, a little sheet cookie cake.
Yes. Even if we knew what it looked like, to be honest, I would eat that
up. I kind of want a cookie cake now.
I know. Should we go to Sam's real fast?
I really want one.
We should.
It literally was so good. We bought a ton of that because it was so cheap. I think it was like $20 to feed 40 people. So we just got a few of those and it was so cheap. That we had a ton of that left over and me and Eli were like going to town on it. We were like, oh this is good.
Do you remember those sugar cookies at Kinsey's wedding in March? Remember the blue and pink one at Spain Ranch? Where they
those were good. And they're pretty too.
So good. Mm. I want one of those.
Wait, let's make that more of a thing. I forget what that place was called.
It was like one of her friends.
It was decorated really good.
Yeah, it was like a business, but it was like one of her friends, like small business type deal.
And they like, she decorated them really cute.
But I ate one and I was like,
slapped.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah, there are lots of places around here that do that. Also, if you still want to do the traditional cake, or if your mom is like a stickler for that, there's a place that we used for our styled shoot the other day called Sweet Devotion Cakery, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they make little like mini cakes and they're very like
so cute.
The way she decorates them is just so perfect for the trends right now.
And she was like not happy with it either. She said it was so the week before had like dumped rain, but also it was like 95 degrees. So like the humidity. She was like, it's melting the whatever like buttercream. I don't know what the correct piping was, but I was like, Angela, this looks perfect. Like it's actually so beautiful. Good.
Yes.
Yeah. It was, her cakes were so cute.
Yeah. It's just so good. And it's literally the right amount for like five people.
And we ate them. Yeah. We ate them there.
They were good. She had like fun flavors too. Cause like the way she decorates it, you would never know what's inside, but there was one that was lavender and lemon, and then the other one was like espresso and chocolate.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like just chocolate frosting, there were like chunks of chocolate in it.
It was which so
like
good.
I would take anything with chocolate in it over a white cake any day.
Yeah, and it was like the perfect consistency. Like it was soft enough to eat and it, but it wasn't like crunchy chocolate either. It was really good.
And just like what you were saying, like it's the perfect size, and like she really went to town with the decorating so that it doesn't feel like you're like, oh, we just kind of got this dinky little cake. You're like, oh, this is cute.
Yeah,
it's really cute.
It's very so
cute.
You can get your photos and then you can have your tray of cookies or whatever else.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know? Like I don't know how much one of those little cakes are, but really
remember
good.
That one wedding we had in January too, where she had the white cake with pink hearts on it and it was small.
Yes, that was really cute.
And they had a cute cupcakes. Wedding topper cupcakes. Yeah.
Yes.
So you can make it cute.
Yeah. You also did something very similar for your little branding photos the very first shoot you did with me.
That I did.
You got like sprinkles.
Yeah. I literally one by one put sprinkles on that entire cake.
You're crazy for that.
But I was like, it was amped on life. Like I was like, this is going to be everything.
And it was everything.
That shoot was everything. Like I don't think if I could recreate it, we couldn't do this. Like how good that was.
It was perfect.
I
know.
We should try and like maybe for 5 years or something, we should try and recreate it in like a new way.
Not when I'm pregnant. I don't want to be pregnant when I'm doing it.
No.
I don't look the same.
Wouldn't be the same effect.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. No, I think that's so fun though.
That would be fun. Whose turn is it? I just talked. It's your turn. I think I talked about cake.
Oh, okay. Another fun idea. Like I have a bride who's doing this in October is to have all your guests wear the same color. And so I think, I don't know, we might've mentioned this on the podcast before, or I've just talked to so many people about it, but if you have guests wear the same color or just the same color scheme, the same color palette.
Yeah.
It really elevates the experience too, because then it's not just like, oh, just a sea of people and, you know, whatever they had. It's like, oh, they added to the decor of the wedding. And so this crowd of people are playing into your color scheme, into your decor. And it just looks so cool.
Yeah.
It's such a good idea. Like I saw this this one where she asked everyone to wear like florals and stuff because it was like a garden wedding.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, it just looks so good. She was like, I made my guests my free decor, basically. And I was like, wait, that was genius.
Yes.
It just looked pretty.
No, it does. And like, especially like patterns. Yeah. It makes it look like fuller and busier. Yes. And yeah, I love that. It's something that you want to think about though, is the color that your wedding party is wearing. So like if all the guys are wearing black, maybe try and not have all of your guests wear black
as
well.
It is hard to find them.
It's really hard to find them, especially like bridesmaids too, because then every girl is wearing a black dress and you're like, oh.
That's how it was with when we had that bride that wore the black dress. I couldn't find her. Like the whole time I was like, there's no one in white.
Yeah.
There's not, and I was like,
I was going to say, if you were choose to wear black, I would have everyone else wear white, to be honest.
And she did with her bridesmaids.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in my mind too, it was like a trigger. I'm like, okay, there she is. Oh wait, no, that's a bridesmaid. She's wearing white. Like, where is she?
Yeah. But maybe you can have everybody wear like pastels.
Yeah.
And if people try to combat that,
makes it
is
so
your wedding.
Yeah.
Dude. And like, especially if it's as far as like October and people are giving you trash for it. Literally, they have so much time. Like, also, just go buy something.
Don't come. Like, if you don't want to play, like, don't play with us.
Don't play the game. Yeah. Well, and that's like, just don't be that person. Yeah. Don't be that person to this bride who is planning her dream day. Be like, oh, well, I don't have black. Like, go buy black.
How do you not have black?
Yeah, also, how do you not have black?
Everyone has black.
Come on. It's a staple.
Yeah.
Just don't go rain on her parade.
Mm-hmm.
Just go buy it. You're fine.
No, so true. So true. Something else fun for like seating charts. We have a couple things for seating charts. But one of them for your table number is always fun to make that table number. So if it's like table 3, table 4, have pictures of you and your fiance, soon to be husband, wife. Like have pictures of you guys at that age. So like at age 3 for table 3, at age 4 for table 4, like, and so on.
Everyone thinks that's so cute.
I think it's precious. And people love that. Yeah. Fun to like show around at the table as well. And like, that's also a good kind of starting point for conversation at the table. I think that's super sweet.
Yeah.
Something super simple.
Most people don't know what you look like when you're 3. And so it's like really cute to see you and your spouse like that. You're like,
and it's also fun. They can imagine kind of what your kids would maybe look like in the future too. So that's just, kind
of fun. One of the couples I had, I think it's the first wedding that I had this year, but they'd been dating for like 7 to 8 years. Like it had been a very long part of their lives.
Yeah.
So it was like obviously 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then when they started dating at 13 or 14, they did the picture together. Aww. So it was like 14, 15, 16, 17. So some tables had them when they were little. And then they had all of like, you know, the silly pictures of when you're like really young dating.
Yeah.
Mm. And all of those pictures up until like their engagement photos.
Isn't that cool?
Fun. That's so cute.
But yeah, that is a really cool thing. I love when people do that. Yeah.
I had a bride recently do that. They travel a lot because he works for an airline company. Mm. So, you know, you get to travel all the time. And so they, instead of doing ages, they did like different places they've been
together. So cool.
So it was like a picture of them in Greece or here or there. And it was really cute
too.
I want to go
to Greece.
I know, right?
Take us there, someone.
Somebody, hire anybody.
Yeah, we'll plan and shoot your wedding. If you pay for a travel, I might do it for free. No, but yeah. And it's also something super fun to do before your wedding is like going through old scrapbooks and stuff like that with each other and kind of just being like, oh my gosh, like that's what you looked like when you were little. Cause sometimes you just like don't have the time to do that while you're dating and stuff like that. So it's kind of fun, intentional time to
especially if you're marrying the person, like you will have their babies, I'm sure, one day. Yeah. Like, you wanna, what do they look like?
Yeah. I'm like,
Gotta know.
Yeah.
We're already at 57
minutes.
So is there anyone that we like really want to talk about?
So we can always save these and do this again with more ideas later on.
True.
It's always a good fallback.
Yeah. I need to leave at 12.
Okay. Let's just wrap up then.
Do we not want to say anything else?
Well,
what did we just talk about?
I mean, we could we could just delete all the ones we've talked about and then keep this list and add to it. Yeah. I don't know.
That's fine. Yeah.
Unless there's just any that you just want to mention. I'm good either way.
I don't think I have anything, to be honest.
Okay, there are so many things that we could just like keep. We could probably talk all day about like just fun wedding things, things that we've experienced, things that we want to see, all of the stuff. But we really enjoy it. We're super excited for future trends and things that just come up and pop up. We just love TikTok, you know?
Yeah,
really. We really do. And Pinterest and all the good things. But we really enjoyed talking with you guys today. We're super excited to just keep talking and doing all of our podcast stuff.
Yeah. But let us know if you guys want us to do this again. We have way more on the list that we can just expand on. So.
Yeah.
The good thing about the wedding industry too, it's so ever changing that it's not like here's black and white what you have to do.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you can add some fun stuff. You can add color. You can add the, it doesn't have to be what your grandma did, you know,
right.
Like thank God too. It would not be the same, but, Am I missing anything?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Feel free to leave us a review.
Yeah, a review.
Please and thank you.
Like our pictures. That will be good too.
Yeah.
Yeah, follow us on Instagram.
On the gram. Anyway.
We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.